Thanks for staying with us in conversation right now with Don Yannone, and he has written America's Dream at a Crossroads, the 2024 presidential election and beyond. Don, first, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Let's dive into this. I don't want to give away the whole thing because you, of course, want people to check this book out. But, you know, there's a lot of noise. Any election year, there's always lots of noise, and there's lots of noise right now. It sounds to me like what you're trying to do is get beyond the noise and focus on some of the important things that we need to consider. Is that a fair statement?
I think that is an extremely fair statement, and I think the American Dream is just the topic to do that.
So tell me, how is the American Dream? I don't know if in danger is the right word, or explain to me where the American Dream at the crossroads, why we are there.
Well, I think we're there because we have basically not been taking care of business in terms of really thinking about the impact of government on every level, on everyday lives of people. And so the American Dream has been, you know, embedded in our history from colonial times, from, you know, land ownership, religious freedom, moving forward to today, where it's very much centered around economic and social mobility. You know, I think, and I mean this honestly, and because I've worked in North Carolina as an economic development consultant in Charlotte and Rocky Mount and other places, you know, your state is a perfect example of the American Dream and all of its diversity and its complexity and how it's grown. And I think it's been a rewarding place for the American Dream. I look at Research Triangle Park and everything that's emerged around all the universities, the federal facilities. That's all part of it. So what is at stake is that we have a political system, especially in Washington, that is unable to work together on a common agenda. My book says there are 12 things that we need to do to preserve the American Dream and opportunity for people in the future. And they're tough answers. I have to tell you, Bruce, that when you talk about campaign finance reform, we've been talking about it for years. We haven't done anything about it. We haven't done anything about the federal deficit, special interest lobbying, the fact that we have this extremist political system, and we need a third party. We haven't had that since Ross Perot. But, you know, it's a set of things that we've been talking about, and I basically say, here's how we do these 12 things.
And it
says what this book is about.
And it says that 12-point strategy is to, in your words, avert the systemic collapse of America's political system. Are you concerned that that could actually happen?
I think we're already seeing that, and I think that we've been moving in that direction for probably the past decade. And I think we just don't realize we've lowered our standards. So what's the message that I would send out to all your listeners? Don't give up on the political system. Get involved. Find out in your own way how these issues affect your life, the life of your children, your grandchildren. And don't give up on it because democracy is too important. You know, when you look at the American Dream, the foundation is really freedom and democracy. And when my wife and I watched the 80th celebration of D-Day, you know, it was such a touching experience because that's where we really caught hold of the American Dream. It was post-World War II, the 50s and 60s. And what we did, we lost track of things. We started losing track as we became more and more concerned about, you know, the extremes. And so today we don't have any sense of really what brings a nation together. The American Dream can do that.
And I don't want to get too deep into what's happening today, but just as a general rule, is it your view that the people that we are offering for elected office, whether it be a presidency or in other positions, how does that fit into this as far as maybe they are more interested in their own little corner of the world than meeting these hard challenges that you talk about?
Well, I think we really have a poor set of choices between a career politician who, frankly, is too old and, you know, a ruthless businessman who's been incredibly successful at various points in his life, who has had an utter disdain for government. In my book, I don't take sides. What I have to say is the advice I would give Trump, Biden, and if somebody replaces Biden on the ticket, I would say the same thing. These are the 12 things that we need to do. But we've allowed this nation to become so divided that, you know, today we've lost track of our sense of humanity. You see it at the community level. We have a hard time coming together and supporting kids, grandkids. We've lost track of all that. And that's what the American dream can do, because both Republicans and Democrats believe in the dream. They have different concepts of that, the Republicans being more centered on individual responsibility and all the things that flow from that, and the Democrats looking more at social justice and the role of government to help us do things. I'm a moderate conservative, and I'm going to say that right up front, because I think we need to build a third political party system. Ross Perot was the last candidate that we had that did that. I think we need to really seriously think about how we're going to cultivate new political blood, because it's really sad. We've disenfranchised, you know, the young voters, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. I can tell you now that if you were going to put the vote out there, Donald Trump would win, and he would win by maybe as much as 8 to 10 points.
And I know you don't take sides, but I do want to at least ask you, are you in any way concerned that what we've been hearing, whether it's Project 2025 or some of the other things that the former president has said, does that give you pause about the future of our democracy?
Well, I think it does, but you know, you also look at where it started. I know a lot of people have been behind this, from the Heritage Foundation, Cato Foundation, others. That's really what Project 25 is about. But you know something? I think we need some fundamental reforms in government. We really do, and I'm not sure that we're up to that test. And I think we need much tighter accountability standards on all three levels of the federal government, starting with the president, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. It's not an accountable system, and it's not transparent. And I don't think that we really are building relationships, you know, that we need to make this country, you know, great again, to use Donald Trump's term. We have not. And I'm not a nationalist, but, you know, we really don't have the right strategy in place to do it.
Well, Don, we have run out of...
I worry about extremes on both ends, you know, and I am deeply troubled by the fact that we can't agree about things that are just so important to our future.
Well, we could talk about this all day, but unfortunately we are out of time. Don Yannone, he is a writer and publisher, professor of business at Transcontinental University. And Don, if anybody wants to find out more about this book or about some of the other thoughts you have on the future of our democracy, how do they do it?
So the book is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. It's The American Dream at a Crossroads, and you can reach me through my website, which is donaldyannone.com. That's DonaldyAnnone.com.
All right.
And I thank you. Thank you.
Glad to do it, Don, and maybe after the election and after some of this smoke settles, maybe we will get together again and get some perspective on where we go from there. Thank you for taking time.
I would love to do that, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Don Yannone has been with us, and again, the book is America's Dream at a Crossroads, the 2024 Presidential Election and Beyond.